In the spring of 2005, the chief veterinarian of the Los Angeles Zoo called me, an urgent edge to his voice. Listen, Barbara, we've got an emperor tamarin in heart failure. Any chance you could come out today? I reached for my car keys. For 13 years, I'd been a cardiologist treating members of my own species at the UCLA Medical Center. From time to time, however, the zoo veterinarians asked me to weigh in on some of their more difficult animal cases. Because UCLA is a leading heart transplant hospital, I'd had a front-row view of every type of human heart failure. But heart failure in a tamarin? A tiny, non-human primate? That I'd never seen. I threw my bag in the car and headed for the lush 113-acre zoo nestled along the eastern edge of Griffith Park. Into the tiled exam room, the veterinary assistant carried a small bundle wrapped in a pink blanket. "This is Spitzbuben," she said, lowering the animal gently into a plexiglass-fronted examination box. My own heart did a little flip. Emperor tamarins are, in a word, adorable. About the size of kittens, these monkeys evolved in the treetops of the Central and South American rainforests. Their wispy, white Fu Manchu-style mustaches droop below enormous brown eyes. Swaddled in the pink blanket, staring up at me with that liquid gaze, Spitzbuben was pushing every maternal button I had. When I'm with a human patient who seems anxious, especially a child, I crouch close and open my eyes wide. Over the years, I've seen how this can establish a trust bond and put a nervous patient at ease. I did this with Spitzbuben. I wanted this defenseless little animal to understand how much I felt her vulnerability, how hard I would work to help her. I moved my face up to the box and stared deep in her eyes, animal to animal. It was working. She sat very still, her eyes locked on mine through the scratched plastic. I pursed my lips and cooed. "So brave, little Spitzbuben." Suddenly, I felt a strong hand on my shoulder. "Please stop making eye contact with her." I turned. The veterinarian smiled stiffly at me. "You'll give her capture myopathy." A little surprised, I did as instructed and got out of the way. Human-animal bonding would have to wait, apparently. But I was puzzled. Capture myopathy? I'd been practicing medicine for almost 20 years and had never heard of that diagnosis. Myopathy, sure. That simply means a disease that affects a muscle. In my specialty, I see it most often as cardiomyopathy, a degradation of the heart muscle. But what did that have to do with capture? Just then, Spitzbuben's anesthesia took effect. "Time to intubate," the attending veterinarian instructed, focusing every person in the room on this critical and sometimes difficult procedure. I pushed capture myopathy out of my mind to be fully attentive to our animal patient. But as soon as we were finished and Spitzbuben was safely back in her enclosure with the other tamarins, I looked up capture myopathy. And there it was, in veterinary textbooks and journals going back decades. There was even an article about it in Nature from 1974. Animals caught by predators may experience a catastrophic surge of adrenaline in their bloodstreams, which can poison their muscles. In the case of the heart, the overflow of stress hormones can injure the pumping chambers, making them weak and inefficient. It can kill, especially in the case of cautious and high-strung prey animals, like deer, rodents, birds, and small primates. And there was more. Locking eyes can contribute to capture myopathy. To Spitzbuben, my compassionate gaze wasn't communicating, "You're so cute, don't be afraid, I'm here to help you." It said, "I'm starving, you look delicious, I'm going to eat you."